We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
91.7 FM, raised by sound.
Yes, you are listening to 91.7 in Memphis. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How's everybody today? I hope you're having a good start to your week. You are listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're taking this ride with us this morning. We bring in friends and special people and gurus from wide and near and far. And one of those gurus this morning is sitting in with me, Reverend Neil Down. Neil, man, thanks for being here.
Man, thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, it's always a pleasure. This is your second time on the show. I can't believe you did it twice.
Oh, man, I'd do it a million times if I had the chance. Just nice to be on the same frequency with you.
Oh, hey, we are on the same frequency. Well put. Well put, sir. All right. Well, if you've never listened to our show before, here's how it works. I firmly believe that everybody has their own musical DNA, and music builds us all. I think 99.9% of people love music. There are those weirdos out there who don't like music and don't have any favorite songs, so don't come on my show. Okay, but for everybody else on the planet, we appreciate that music has kind of helped build you and define who you are. So we like to just talk to people about why songs move them. And this morning, the Rev's going to talk about some things. But first, we're going to start off. Now, if you don't know Reverend Neil Down, he is he's a songwriter, a performer. You may have seen him around with Deering and Down. He's played solo. He's played with tons of people all over the place, all over this country and far and wide. And he's done a lot of things. So he has a new CD out. Tell us about this.
Well, the name of the CD is Get Your Mind Right.
All right. I'm going to try to get my mind right.
I think your mind's pretty right, my brother. But anyway, we recorded this over at with the mighty James Cunningham.
And, oh, cool.
And he's got a very cool studio there. And anyway, took us a wee while because all the other things going on. But
sure.
We finally put a ribbon on it, and here we are.
All right. So we're going to hear a couple of cuts off this. And the first one is a title cut. Anything you need to set up this song with, or do we just need to listen?
Well, if I'm not stuttering or mumbling, I think it should be apparent to anyone who listens to it. I think it's a positive message anyway.
Okay, here we go. This is Get Your Mind Right, Reverend Neil Down.
Take a deep breath, take
man, talk about the wall of sound. Good gosh. Wow. And who all was making that wall of sound?
Well, that would have been James Cunningham playing the drums.
On drums, yeah. He can whoop them drums too, man.
Oh, yeah. He's not shy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's Mr. Got It in the Pocket. I'm telling you.
Absolutely. And Davey Coleman was playing bass on that particular cut.
Okay.
And Jonathan C. Matera was of inspiration as well. And then, of course, I spanked a plank on that one.
Yeah,
as well.
Man, you played some good stuff. How many tracks did you put on there? That's a very intricate, layered piece of music. I like that.
Well, thank you. Man, you know what? I lost track of my tracks. I don't know, man.
You kept playing until it was done.
Yeah,
right?
but I didn't want to, you know, you never want to put too much vanilla extract in a pancake batter, do you? You know?
Yeah,
so.
That's right. A little bit or do you? But yeah, that was great, man. I like that. You've gone a little more psychedelic than you have before. Where did that come from?
You know what? It's... With you and myself, being the young, fresh fellows we are, you know, right. I think we've got that, as you say, in our DNA as well. So
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. And it's kind of a short drive for me.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, me too. Yeah, back to psychedelia. All right. Well, that's great, folks. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR 91.7 in Memphis. Or you may be listening to WYXR.org. Wherever you are this morning, we're glad you're here with us. I'm here with the Reverend Neil Down, one of my gurus here. And yeah, man, yes, you are.
Right back at you, brother. Right back at you.
And we're playing some music off his new CD, Get Your Mind Right. So we're gonna play one more song off this and then get to some of his other DNA building music here. So what's the next track we're going to hear? Do you remember?
Little White Lies.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, tell us, set this up and tell us what's here. Oh, I see Robert Nighthawk Toombs is playing keys on this.
Oh, yeah, Robert Nighthawk, man. What a guy. Robert,
he's the best, man.
He's just so cool, man. He just brings a tidal wave, a tsunami of cool vibes with him wherever he goes,
he
man.
He does. He really does. He is one of my closest buds, man. I love that guy.
Oh, mercy. Well, we're going to have to arm wrestle who can be president of his fan club.
Yeah, right. There you go. Okay, so here we go. This is Little White Lies. Off Get Your Mind Right by Reverend Neil Down. right. Little White Lies. That is off Get Your Mind Right. Did that? That helped me get my mind right, actually.
Well, I'm really happy to hear you say that.
I'm not, hopefully not telling little white lies.
I don't think you are, man.
I'm not. This is good, man. This is good stuff. All right. So, Rev, we've got, the last time you were here, you had a really nice list. This list looks really great. This next song we have is by David Lindley.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Man, what a guy he was. I saw him play with Jackson Browne in 1970, either 77 or 78, when they were doing that Running on Empty tour.
Now, speaking of Little White Lies, were you actually born then? You seem so young, it's hard for me to believe.
Man, you know what? I was I had already retired by then.
Oh,
I think, yeah, I'm OLD.
How does he stay so fresh?
I don't know. I tell you, I think it's hanging around with my wife. She keeps me young, right?
Oh, mercy.
There you go. Hey, it'll do it.
I love it.
It'll do it. All right, so David Lindley, multi-instrumentalist, just cool guy. Was this off his El Rayo X
absolutely,
album?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. All right, so this is called Ain't No Way by David Lindley.
Thank you.
David Lindley. Man, that's a cool song. I like that. You know, somebody told me, I said, every song that people play on my show, I say, that's a cool song. I like that. And you know what? I do. I like stuff. I think I never feel like I've wasted time or given something up that I had something better to do than to sit down and listen to a song that I don't know, that I'm not really familiar with, you know?
Sure.
I hope I stay like that. I'm probably not changing, you know?
At this point, probably not, right?
That's right. Yeah. What was it like cutting this record? I mean, how many days were y'all in the studio? Did you just get in and like cut everything in a few days, or how did it work? Did it take did you do it over many months or what?
It was over a few months, just because of, you know, schedules, time constraints, whatever.
Sure.
But you know what? In these days, you know, if you say you're going to do something,
yeah,
and you actually do it and it gets done, it's really a miracle, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It truly is.
It's, you know, because it's so hard to get to that part where you get it wrapped up and you put a bow on it, you know.
I know.
There's so many, it reminds me of a town I was in one time, so many chuck holes and speed bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, but then my hat's off to you for getting it done. So many people live their lives wanting to do things or saying they're going to do things and don't get things done. So I'm glad you got this done.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, you know, you're a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and amongst many other things, but we know how, you know, just, and then where are we going to get the money? I'll worry about it later, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're in this business, you know, music or making films or writing or whatever, if you're waiting around for the money, you're not going to do anything.
Apologize later.
Yeah, absolutely. And so just, you know, you just go ahead and do it. And, you know, I hate the fact that so many people who I see and I know who are capable of doing things but never get it done. And that's, man, I mean, maybe that's kind of the ultimate kind of sin or let down or whatever you would call that, is not living up to your potential, not doing those things.
Well, here's the thing. This could be the main part of the theme for your show today, is to us to encourage people, if they've got an art project in their head, man, expedite.
Yes.
Do it, man.
That's right. You know, there's so many distractions that you can give into. And I used to be distracted by a lot of things, but you know what? I really, in the past 25 years, since I started doing like documentary work and things that I wanted to do, I've just given myself time to do those things. I've given myself permission. And folks, if you're out there in radio land today, I'm going to give you permission to do anything that comes in your head, you know, because when you create something, that changes the world a little bit.
It does.
Yeah, you have to do that. You don't, I know people are busy and got families and jobs and all this stuff, but you know what? You got time to do whatever you want to do. You can make time.
Only but a thin line between busy and dizzy.
Ah, there you go. All right, here we go. little words of wisdom here, folks, from the Rev. All right, Rev, what do we got next? Do you remember?
Will you help me out? I came in that way.
how about Cal Smith?
Oh, God, this is a masterpiece. And you know what? I'd like to dedicate this to some of them busybodies out there. Busybody one time.
Okay. This is Cal Smith with "The Lord Knows I'm Drinking."
Hello, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous woman, Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do
prove where you are. Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle. Yes, that's my glass. And I see your eyeball in this pretty young lass. It ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. And we don't need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be.
Cal Smith he's laying down the gospel, isn't he?
Amen.
What a song, man. That's great. Has that been a favorite of yours for a long time?
It certainly has. It certainly has.
Do you think anybody's ever done the country two-step to that one?
Oh, mercy, yeah. I'm sure, and hopefully a few people learn something from that.
Yeah, right.
Know?
I love that, man. Cal Smith, he's somebody, I love older country music, you know, 60s country music and stuff, and I don't listen to Cal Smith enough. I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna put together a Spotify list with some Cal Smith.
I love it, man.
That's
I love
some
it.
Good stuff. Thank you for turning me on to that. I love that.
Pleasure indeed.
Yeah, these songs like that used to play in the pool hall down in Rolling Fork where I'm from, and some good stuff, man. A lot of Buck Owens and stuff like that. That's some good stuff. All right, so we got J.J. Cale up next. What is this one? Is it something that you've liked for a long time?
Or? Yeah, it is. And you know what? It's it's probably a slightly controversial in some ways, but. If you really listen to it and think about it, it's really not that controversial. You know what I mean? How people, the knee-jerk reaction. But actually, I had a friend that played with J.J. Cale for many years.
Oh,
a drummer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He also played with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Jimmy Carstein,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he spent a lot of time, you were talking about the Leon's Church here in Tulsa, but he spent a lot of time there anyway.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, J.J. is like, he'd make Teflon jealous. He's so smooth, man.
I love it. Here we go. This is I'd Like to Love You, Baby by J.J. Cale.
I'd like to love you, baby.
About as smooth as one can get. That is one cool song, man.
All right, yeah. Well, he's got a bottomless hat full of them, so.
Yeah, he definitely does. Oh, that's great. Do you think he probably cut that there at the church studio in Tulsa?
You know, he might have done this. He may have done this at Bradley's Barn.
In Nashville. Okay.
Audie Ashworth quite a bit.
Okay.
No telling he got around. He could have cut it on his front porch. You know, he's.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, J.J. Cale. All right, here we go. Okay, and then we're just getting right. We're gonna stick in Tulsa for a minute. Here with this Leon Russell song.
Oh, beautiful.
Right? Yeah, man, Leon Russell, he was so big in the early 70s. I mean, you know, after Woodstock and when they did the Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour and all that, you know, people were just magnetically drawn to him. I mean, he had been a session musician for a long time and really knew how to play and knew how to produce and all that. And then he found his own voice. And I just thought that was just brilliant. I saw him twice here in Memphis at the Mid-South Coliseum. He was incredible. He was playing one time and he was playing a, you know, big grand piano and stuff. And he like just leaped up on the piano and somebody handed him a Les Paul and he starts just tearing up the guitar. And I thought, man, this cat like does everything,
yeah.
You know, singing, he can do it all. So it was good stuff. So what is this cut we're going to listen to? Did you forget?
No, tell me what.
Elvis and Marilyn.
Oh, God, Elvis. I'm sorry, Elvis and Marilyn. You know what? I'll tell you something. Well, I had a little battle of, there's no shortage of, he's got some great tunes. And him right. and Leon and JJ were very tight.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think it was like, when you try to put those maggots together and they jump away from each other, whatever. But anyway, this song is one that he wrote with that character Kim Fowley, I guess, who was like, you know, kind of a notorious producer, grifter in Hollywood. But I always thought that this would be a wonderful tune for to do some really groovy animation to.
Oh, yeah.
And I always thought, you know, I thought that I'd love to hear like Reba, Russell, and maybe Susan Marshall do a version of this song.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh,
yeah.
Anyway, Elvis and Marilyn.
Here we go.
Well, Elvis was handsome, his hair was black as night. Marilyn was the queen of the screen, the one to hold her tight. Elvis and Marilyn spent many nights alone, with their dreams and memories on silent telephone. Elvis and Marilyn never fell in love. Elvis and Marilyn never shared the stars above. Marilyn was magic, her hair was bright as gold. Elvis was a magnetic, he hated growing old. Elvis and Marilyn kept under lock and key. They never went out dancing, no picnic by the sea. Elvis and Marilyn, though they never fell in love. Never share the stars above. Well, he wore a leather jacket and she wore velvet gloves. Never fell in love. Elvis was a father, he never had a son. Marilyn didn't have a daughter, Lord, how she wanted one. Elvis and Marilyn, I wonder if they met. The fact that I will never know is the one thing I regret. Elvis and Marilyn never fell in love. Elvis and Marilyn fell in love. Elvis and Marilyn, Elvis and Marilyn never fell in love.
Well, just imagine the possibilities if Elvis and Marilyn had fallen in love. Whoop, whoop. Hold on.
Yep.
Made a mistake. So, but yeah, just imagine those possibilities. Elvis and Marilyn. Folks, the Rev, when we were playing that song and Leon was singing it out, he said, we've cast a spell and you're going to be thinking about that song, Elvis and Marilyn, all day. It's going to be in your ear.
Good spell.
A good spell. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. A very good spell. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if Elvis and Marilyn ever met. Now I'm worried about that. Well, I'm not worried about it. I'm curious about that. I'm going to look that up.
It's worth wondering about.
Yeah. Yeah. You would think that. I mean, she died in 63 or something. Something like, I don't know. I'm gonna look that up. It's maybe one of my listeners are out there and will text me the answer to, did Elvis and Marilyn ever meet? So, you know, I have some smart people listening. to the show.
I wonder if Bobby Gentry's tuning in.
I don't know. I tell you what, man, I love me some Bobby Gentry. You know, we have a special connection with Bobby Gentry. I love what she did. I would love to talk to her someday. So that's enough about that, right?
Okay.
Okay. So what do we got next, Rev?
Well, we've got the esteemed, incredibly talented Mrs. Miller, who is a metronome. Just her timing was incredible, in mm-hmm. fact, as you'll soon hear, and yes. her amazing ear.
All right, here we go. This is Downtown. Goodness. Mrs. Miller, man, you know, Rev, when I hear her sing, I envision a little yappy dog like nipping at her ankles, and she's like, you know, and she just, her time is, she's so behind it, and then she gets in front of the beat, and she gets on top of the beat and under the beat. She's just all over the place.
She certainly is.
But there's something kind of beautiful about it, though.
I really think that they should, I don't know. I wonder if Putin might like that song.
He might. That is a weird, weird song, but it's something that everybody needs to have heard. So thank you for putting us hip to Mrs. Miller doing Petula Clark's Downtown. We'll have to make it right for Petula sometime. We'll play the original Downtown, which is a great song.
You never know. That Mrs. Miller tune might have inspired some aspiring musicians
That's right.
To get into music.
That's right, yes. I just feel like I need to send her a metronome. You know, just call Amazon. Hey, can you ship a metronome over to this lady? Yeah. Yeah, I want to help her. I mean, my Boy Scout upbringing kind of makes me want to help her. I just want to grab her hand. Come, you know, we're okay.
I love it.
It'll be okay.
I love it. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to try crossing the street with her.
I don't think so. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. My guest this morning is the Reverend Neil Down, and Neil has a new CD out, and this is called Get Your Mind Right, and has a lot of great players on it, and everything is good with it. How can people get a copy of this?
Well, it's available, I think, everywhere as far as, mm-hmm. any platforms like...
Yeah, Spotify.
Yeah, all that stuff. And then if they want to... They get a physical copy from Mad Jack Records.
Mad Jack Records, yeah, right, okay.
Shout out to Mad Jack.
What's their website? Do you know their website? Is it www.madjack.com?
Man, I'll tell you what, if that ain't it, it ought to be. That sounds like a bullseye.
Well, and or they could go to your website, www.nevneildown.com. N-E-D?
Yeah, Rev Neil Down.
Oh, that's R? That looks like an N on the back of here. Okay, RevNeilDown.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, drop by, man. There's some...
It is, yes. It's www.madjackrecords.com.
Right.
That's it. So you can find this. And it's called Get Your Mind Right by Reverend Neil Down. And man, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. We got a few more songs to do, man, you've been a mainstay here in Memphis for a minute. How long have you been in Memphis?
I'll say the first time I came to Memphis was actually in 2003, but I was a quick visit, and I guess a spell was cast on me. And then I showed back up in 2004 we'd done a project in Ireland, and came back, and man, I thought, you know what? I know. As lovely as Memphians are, they're not super quick to cuddle.
Yeah.
But I thought this would be kind of a cool place to test your mettle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
You know, and either get. Get some love or get picked on.
So what has it been? Have people given you love?
I'll tell you what. I have that gift that I can actually irritate people just by breathing. But I've made a lot of very wonderful friends here, and yeah. I've enjoyed some wonderful times.
Yeah.
You know, and... Anyway, I haven't spent too much time being confused, but
yeah. So, where are some of your favorite places that you have performed in Memphis?
I suppose I've had a good time at most of them, and I've ever, you know, I just love gigging, you know, and so, some of the places are gone now.
Yeah,
you know?
True. Yeah, places do come and go.
Opened for Savoy Brown or Kim Simmons years ago at Neil's.
When it was in Midtown?
Yeah. Which is now a big, I guess there was a nursery kind of thing there. It was the last time I looked. I don't know. But everything, you know, that's a Memphis is a shape-shifting town.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, you can't go down to that really groovy building there and then take a ride because the next night, you know what I mean?
That's right. It's something else. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're right. All right. Well, let's push along on your list here. And we got to you throw me a curveball now with a Doug Kershaw song. What do we got?
Oh, man. Diggy, diggy, hit low, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug Kershaw. You know what? I don't think people hear enough of him, and I think he was probably had a little influence on Leon Russell too.
I bet he did. Okay, here's Diggy Diggy Low with Doug Kershaw.
Willie. we're not for everybody, and I'll call this a blessing, okay?
There you go. This is a blessing.
All right.
And here we go, folks. That was Doug Kershaw. He was sawing down on that fiddle, man.
Hey, man. Yeah,
he's something.
He's something else, that guy.
Yep. And now, is Rusty Kershaw, was that his brother, do you know, who played with Neil Young?
You know, it very well could have been, because he had a brother that played with him.
Okay, okay. I bet that was. I think Rusty played on... Neil Young's maybe Zuma and On the Beach, you know, a couple of those records. And it was quite good. Boy, they're just so organic, those guys. And you just can imagine what their upbringing was like sitting around their house, you know. They were probably just playing everything.
Stepping over alligators.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, folks, we're glad you've made this little journey with us this morning. My name's Willie Bearden. And I'm glad you're here with us. You're listening to the show called Songs That Move You. And let me say this. If anybody out there would like to be on the show sometime, just get in touch with me. I am easily found, and I would love to have you on. If you have a love of music and if you can think of 10 songs that move you in some way. So I'd love to have you on, and if you've never been on the radio, it's a pretty cool thing, so I'm just putting that out there. Now, coming up next is the New Soft Shoe Show with David. David is standing here beside me. David, how you doing?
I'm making it.
All right. David plays some really, really interesting stuff, a very deep dive into music. You talk about a musical DNA, he's got it, but he owns 2 record stores. So he's kind of cheating. Yeah, he can just go in and pick. You could probably just go in and grab records, right?
Yeah.
And just do whatever
wanted
to. You do just go in and grab a bunch of records. Got any Dylan this morning?
I do.
Okay.
Here we go.
We're going to, okay, so this is Bob Dylan doing whatever, sitting on a porch somewhere. Okay, we're going to do that. All right, but we got one more song left. My guest this morning has been Reverend Neil Down. Neil, man, thanks for coming in. And we just heard that WYXR was going to be adding some of your tracks to the things that they play here. So that's good news.
That's righteous. That
yeah
helps out quite a bit.
Yes. Okay. And the new album is Get Your Mind Right on Mad Jack Records. You can go to www.madjackrecords.com. All right. And I bet you David will be carrying this in one of his record stores. Yes.
Yeah,
there you go. There we go. All right.
And you know, Willie, I got to say that, you know what, I played so many great places in Memphis, you know, yeah, the B-side, Lafayette, whatever.
Right.
But the thing is it's just like too much. It's like the list, it's never ending, is it really?
Right.
You know what
yeah
I mean? Just not to forget, space out on anybody or anything. But anyway, carry on. Been a pleasure, Willie.
Oh, it's been great, man. We're going to play one more song, and this is a Stevie Wonder song that is called?
Heaven is 10 zillion light years away.
Okay. If you've never heard this one, it's a good one. Here we go. And we'll see you next week, next Monday, 9 o'clock, Songs That Move You.
Him so long, 'cause we've got